正如 Sam 提过，我今天三点钟赶飞机。
Like Sam just said, I have a flight to catch at 3 p.m. today.
因为三点钟那班机是最便宜的。
Because the flight at 3 p.m. is actually one of the cheapest.
但我订飞机票的时候，我以为哦，因为我们华人过年啊，所以飞机票涨了。
When I was booking the flights, I thought, oh, maybe it's because of the Lunar New Year that the flight tickets are so much more expensive.
哦，谁知道原来这个周末是家庭日。
But it turns out it's the family day long weekend.
所以当这个家庭日啊，我们要去出去的时候，飞机票贵。
So because many people are traveling for family day, that's why the prices are higher.
请问你知道家庭日是什么时候开始的吗？
Do you know the origin of family day when it started?
整个加拿大亚省是首先有家庭日的。
Well, family day began in Alberta.
也代表了为什么我留在亚省，因为他们看重家庭。
And that's also why I stayed in Alberta because they value families.
1990年，我们已经享受第三个二月份的礼拜一是公众假期。
From 1990 onwards, every third Monday of February would be family day.
你知道 BC 省什么时候才有家庭日吗？
Do you know when Family Day began in BC?
你比我们落后23年哦。
You're about 23 years behind us.
所以你要谢谢我们亚省将家庭的价值影响了全国。
So you have to thank Alberta for spreading its value of families throughout the country.
所以当我知道今天我要来讲到的时候，怎么可以不讲家庭呢？
So how can I not talk about families for today's sermon?
那当然我们除了讲家庭也要讲过年啊。
So other than talking about families, we also have to talk about the New Year.
英文堂可能不知道这些是什么东西。
The English congregation may not know what all these are.
你们也知道，因为这个是中国过年的时间。
Well, you would know that this is the time of New Year for Chinese people.
所以要向你们拜年啊。
So I send out my greetings for the New Year.
那拜年里面呢，我们有很多很吉利的恭贺的话语。
So we wish others a prosperous New Year during this time.
那但是我今天要讲的一个恭贺拜年的话语呢，就是祝大家如意人生。
So what I want to wish everyone is that you would have a good life.
You 喜欢如意吗？
Do you want to have a good life?
有人说，人生如果如意的话，要有三方面的表现。
Well, some people say that what constitutes a good life is actually three things.
首先你能够立业，能够有好的工作。
That you would be able to have a good career, a good job.
当你有好的工作的时候呢，也盼望呢，你能够有好的家庭。
And when you have a good job, a good career, you also hope that you have a good family.
人生就是为这两方面在打拼嘛。
So every day we're working hard towards achieving these two.
如果这两方面某一方面不大好呢，你就不能够有第三方面的如意了。
If we fall short on one of these two things, then we can't have the third good thing in our lives.
你猜一猜第三方面是什么？
And what is that third good thing?
你能够如意人生，因为你有睡觉睡得好啊。
To be able to have a good life, you must have good sleep.
请问你睡觉睡得好重不重要啊？
Is it important to have good sleep?
你猜一猜我昨天晚上睡觉好不好啊？
Guess if I slept well.
我不好是因为我的工作，因今天讲到啊，所以不搞啊。
Well, I didn't because I have the sermon today.
是我家庭有问题，所以今天晚上昨天晚上睡觉睡得不好啊。
Or maybe it was because I was having family troubles.
那有时候就是这样，你有好的家庭，没有好的工作。
Well, sometimes things are like that. You don't have a good family or a good job.
就令到你睡觉睡得不好。
And that makes you toss and
turn. 那感谢神，我的工作呢也差不多做完了，我的家庭呢也还可以， 所以这两个事情没有使我昨天晚上睡得不好。
Well, thanks be to the Lord, I am almost finished with my work and I don't really have any family trouble. So I actually slept quite well. These two things didn't make me sleep well last night.
昨天晚上有人睡得不好，所以三点钟打个电话给我。
But somebody else didn't sleep well last night, and so they called me at 3 a.m.
因为这个弟兄有些困难。
Because this brother was experiencing some trouble.
他以为我可以立马帮他解决。
He thought that I would be able to respond immediately.
但我说对不起，我在温哥华，我不在爱明顿。
And I told him, sorry, I'm not in Edmonton right now. I'm in Vancouver.
其实人生就是这样，你的工作，你的家庭，你的健康，健康最基本的，你的睡觉。
Well, life is all about that. It's about your job, it's about your family, and it's also about good health and having good sleep.
那今天呢，我们是那个国语堂、英文堂走在一起，我们比较那个年龄段很宽啊。
So today we have our Mandarin and our English congregations joining here, and so the range of our ages is quite wide.
我们有些青少年还在求学的阶段。
We have some teenagers who are still studying.
那我们有些工作的青年
，and we also have some young professionals.
我们有家庭人士
，and we also have people who have started families.
有些退休的人士
，and some who have already retired.
可能这些组合也帮助我们回想，原来人生从求学、就业那个事业到家庭，其实是一个很漫长爬上去的人生的路。
So having all these different age groups within us helps remind us that the journey of our life from studying to building a career to starting a family, this is actually quite a long journey.
有一个家庭专家说，18岁到28岁是一个好像在悬崖上的生命。
Well, a family expert said that the ages between 18 and 28 is a phase in your life where you're on edge.
这个是事实啊。
That is the truth.
因为你想18岁就是要去哪里读大学，读什么专科。
Because when you're 18, you're figuring out where do you want to study, where do you want to go to university, and what major do you want to study.
读得不好，你要很头疼。
If you don't do well in your studies, you'll feel quite troubled.
但读得好也很头疼啊。
But even if you do well in your studies, you still have challenges.
太多选择了。
There are too many options.
太多学校了。
There are too many schools.
那当你好啊，读完书了，哎呀，你在专业上要爬上去。
Well, after you've finished your studies, you now have to build out your expertise.
当你工作不错的时候，你也想，哎呀，我要不要有好朋友啊？要不要？成家啊，这些大堆的问题。
And when you have a good job, you then think about, you know, how to build great friendships and how to start a family and all these things.
所以因此，18到28岁，其实你是有很多人生重要的选定。
So from ages 18 to 28, you're making so many important decisions.
而且影响了你的未来。
That will have a bearing on your future.
所以怎么样，我们能够有一个立业？成家的钥匙呢
？So how can we have this key to building our career and family？
这个正是今天诗篇127篇给我们的信息。
That is what that is the message that Psalm 127 conveys to us。
很明显，刚才我们读了这篇诗头两节，诗人就用了很强烈的，好像是否定词来强调应该做的事。
In the first two verses of the psalm, the author already used some very strong words to convey what we shouldn't do.
这几方面是什么呢
？So what are these things?
若不是耶和华建造房屋，若不是耶和华看守城池。
So unless the Lord builds the house, unless the Lord watches over the city.
我们就体会到，如果不是神帮助我们，我们尽我们所有的力量。可能也是空的。
So we realize that unless the Lord helps us, even if we put in all of our efforts, it may still fall flat.
这个跟我们现代人的想法是不同的。
And that is a different that is different from how we usually think.
因为现代人的想法就是一切在我手。
Because a lot of us might think everything is within our hands.
我们要拼命的啊打拼，以直到我们掌握我们的学业、事业，甚至家庭。
We need to fight really hard so that we can take control of our studies, our career, and our families.
所以当我们有这种态度的时候，全力以赴的态度。
So when we have that kind of mindset, that kind of give it all our best.
其实是非常对的。
Well, that is not wrong. That is right.
但是不完全对的就是会造成我们一个很大的焦虑。
But that is not completely right because it causes us a lot of anxiety.
我不是一种工作狂的人。
I am not a workaholic.
所以我很会偷懒的。
So I am very good at cutting myself some slack.
但是我是那种希望掌控的人。
But I'm someone who wants to be in control.
这个是不是很矛盾啊？
Isn't that a bit conflicting? Yes.
Yeah. 当然，我不是完美主义。
But of course, I'm also not a perfectionist.
但我也盼望能够掌控成就，能够所谓的成功。
But I also hope to be able to control the so-called success.
但是我很少睡不到觉的。
But it's quite rare that I wouldn't be able to fall asleep.
因为我知道我全力以赴的里面，我还需要留一个空间给上帝。
Because I know that even when I'm giving it my all, I still need to leave space for the Lord.
因为圣经说，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
For the scripture says, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
所以我会全力以赴，但是我要靠神使我。有收成。
So I would put in all my best efforts, but I would depend on God for what I harvest.
这种的想法是一种很不容易的平衡与张力。
So this kind of thinking involves a little bit of balancing act.
当然，我们不是只是祷告，什么都不做。
Of course, we don't just pray and do nothing.
我们是做了所有的事情，我们还需要祷告。
It's that we do everything we can, but we still need to pray.
我们俗语也有这个话嘛，谋事在人，成事在天。
So we have a saying in Chinese that
we put
in all our
efforts.
Humanly efforts, but we so depend on nature and.In this case, on God for the results.
所以我们需要有这种平衡的心态。但是现代的文化不是这样的。现代的文化是我可以做一切的决定，跟成全所有的成功。
So we have to have this mindset where we're balancing the two out. But that's a conflicting mindset from what a lot of people have nowadays, which is I need to make all the decisions and I need to be in control of my own success.
So 那些成功人士 high achiever, 他们很厉害，但是其实他们的压力非常大。
So the high achievers in life, we admire them, but they also have a lot of stress.
他们因为以为自己可以把握这个成功。
They believe that they can take control of success.
大家知道，在加拿大能够进入医学院，这个竞争是非常的大的。
Well, you may know that there's a lot of competition in order to get into medical school in Canada.
我在下面要分享一个我家庭里面很真实的经历。
So I'll share some personal experience from my family.
当我的大孩子到高中的时候，他有一天告诉我，他说，爸爸，我想做医生。
When my eldest son told me once that he wanted to be a doctor after prayer.
那我不以为然啊。
Well, I didn't think too much of it.
因为每一个中学生都说要做医生的了。
Because every high school student says they want to be a doctor.
所以当在高中的时候他就好像普通的一个青年人一样努力读书了。
So back in high school, he was like every other student. He was studying very hard.
但是他是一个很有计划的人。
But he's someone who's very organized and has a lot of
plans. 礼拜一到礼拜五用功读书。
From Monday to Friday, he would study hard.
礼拜六他去高中的团契，礼拜五晚上去高中的团契。
And on Saturdays, Saturday evenings, he would go to the fellowships.
而且开始呢做义工，成为那个团契的一些职员等等。
And he started to do volunteer work and served as a staff for that fellowship.
那后来呢，就很自然呢，高中毕业就进了大学了。
And after that, naturally, after he graduated from high school, he entered university.
那他是读生化系的。
And he studied biochemistry.
读了一年，读了两年。
He studied for a year, 2 years.
但是我就留意，哇，他进了大学很忙啊。
But I found out that he was really busy in university.
因为不单是礼拜六晚上有大学的团契。
Because not only would he have fellowship on Saturday evenings.
他也带查经。
And he would lead Bible studies.
而且礼拜五呢，我们那个时候教会就开始用 Awana， 他就被征召成为 Awana 的导师。
At that time, our church started Awana, so he was called to be a teacher for Awana on Friday evening.
而且他一做这个 Awana 就做了六年。
And he stayed in Awana for 6 years.
因为他告诉我，他要带他的孩子从一年级带到六年级。
Because he told me that he needed to teach his group of students from grade 1 to grade 6.
所以你就知道他很用功啊。
So you knew that he worked very hard.
那礼拜天呢，他还学这个大哥哥大姐姐拿这个吉他钢琴在上面代唱。
And on Sundays he would play the guitar, play the piano and lead worship.
所以他知道自己读书一个礼拜七天，人家有七天，他只有五天。
So he knew that other students had 7 days to study in a week, whereas he would only have 5.
那因为他读了一年啊，两年啊，那后来也我们教会有一些很好的医学院的教授呢，也知道我的孩子想当医生。
So after 1 to 2 years of studying, we had some professors of medical schools in our church who knew that my son wanted to be a doctor.
那其中一位呢，他是负责收生的教授。
So one of these professors was responsible for admissions for his school.
那你下面一定猜是不是我要走后门呢？
So you might wonder if we relied on that kind of connection.
一天，这个教授就找我谈话。
So one day this professor came to speak to me.
他说：“哎，牧师，听说你儿子想当医生。”
And he said, Reverend, I heard that your son wanted to be a doctor.
我要告诉你啊。
I need to tell you.
收医学生不单是成绩好
，that when we look at admissions for medical students,
因为每个都成成绩好
，their grades because all of them have good grades.
最重要，他是有一些社区里面的义工的经验。
Most importantly, they need to have some sort of community service experience.
这些都打分的
，and we grade them on this.
那我要告诉你，我们接见学生的，一看见那些人都在教会做义工呢。那个是零分的。
And I need to tell you that when I see students who served at church, that doesn't give them anything.
我们不算教会是社会义工的一部分的。
Like we don't count church service towards community service.
那这个好的弟兄告诉我，那我要不要告诉我的孩子啊？
And so this brother told me this, but do I need to tell this to my son?
你不要忘记我是做牧师的。
Don't forget that I am a reverend.
那我那天就回去告诉大儿子。
And so I went and told my son.
我就重复了这片话。
About everything this brother said.
你晓得我的大儿子怎么说
？And guess what my son said?
因为他根本没有在社区里面做任何的义工，因为都在教会。
Because he hadn't done any community service at the time. He only
worked in church. 他就回他老爸做牧师的这个老爸一句话。
So what he said was.
他说：“谢谢那个的。”叔叔，但是我深信，如果上帝给我，就会给我。
I thank the brother who conveyed this message to me, but I believe that the Lord would grant what he grants.
哇，当一个牧师爸爸听到这句话，还有下文吗
？And what would I think as a reverend when I hear this from my son?
我就从此闭嘴。
So I shut up about it.
因为反正这个是他的事嘛。
And that's his own business.
所以他读完第二年的生化系。
So after his second year in biochem.
那个年代呢，亚省的医学院呢，还有这个制度呢，就会收一些还没有大学毕业， 一年、两年、三年的学生的。
At that time, the medical schools in Alberta still had their the system where they would accept students who are still studying in their second, third year.
但当然是很少数啊。
But that would be a minority.
所以当他念完二年的时候，他就尝试去考试，那所有的东西都齐了。
So after his second year in school, my son attempted to take the exams.
竟然他被接纳，有机会面试。
And it turned out that he was accepted and given an invitation to interview.
因为你知道那个面试占了四分之一的分数。
Because the interview actually counts for a quarter of the overall grade.
那我就在想啊，你去面试也拿拿经验而已啦。
So what I thought at the time was, he's just there to kind of gain.
长话短说，怎么知道几个月之后他被取录进入医学院？
But to cut a long story short, a few months later, he was accepted into medical school.
这件事情震撼了我们整个家庭啊。
And that kind of shocked all of our family members.
为什么？
And why?
因为我最少省了两年大学的学费嘛。
Because that saved me at least 2 years of college tuition.
所以他。就十八岁进大学，二十岁进医学院。
So at 18, my son started university, and at age 20, he already started medical school.
对他生命来说，最重要的不是能够进到医学院。
And what was most important for his life was not entering medical school.
而是他经历了上帝。
But experiencing God through this whole process.
所以他从进了医学院直到今天。从来没有停止聚会与侍奉。
So from the time he started medical school until now, he never stopped going to church and serving at church.
就是当实习医生的时候是非人生活，但是他还是懵懵松松的回来崇拜。反正在这里可以睡觉啊。
When he was doing an internship, life was really just crazy, but he would still come back to church because at least he can sleep here.
弟兄姊妹，我要跟你分享这个是一个见证，显出神的恩典。
So I'm sharing this story, this witness with you to really illustrate God's grace.
你知道什么时候真的反映你是一个信神的人呢？
So what are the times that really reflect you as a believer?
不是平常生活的时候。
It's not really in your day-to-day life.
乃是当你生命成功，当你生命失败的时候，你是否还是相信神？
But when you're experiencing success or failure in life, whether you can still count on God and believe in Him?
请问当你失败的时候，你相不相信神啊？
Do you believe in God when you're failing at life?
哇，你真好啊！你在点头，你说相信。
Well, it's good that some of you are nodding.
这是很聪明的，因为。都失败了，你还不抓住上帝，你还抓什么？
That's very smart because, like, what else can you count on when you're already failing? You can only count on God.
但有时候有些人就在失败、冲击、跌倒的时候就说：“哎呀，我不信你的，他真傻。”
But there are also some people who get struck by failure and they just fall and turn away from God entirely.
但我们信仰最大的考验其实不是在失败的时候，是在你成功的时候。
But the biggest challenge to our faith is not when we're failing at life, but when we're succeeding.
很多年轻人什么都没有的时候，当然祷告了，求神赐给他所有他想要的。
A lot of young people, they of course would pray to God when they have nothing, because they ask God for everything.
今天在基督徒道路上面，就是很多很成功、什么都有的人，他开始就不需要上帝了。
But on our path.As Christians, we saw a lot of people who started to not believe in God once they have everything they wanted.
所以这些圣经太好了，全力以赴并靠神使你收成。
So the scripture is really great because it tells us that we need to put in our best effort, but we also need to depend solely on God for the end results.
我有个中学同学，他是我们当中其中一个很棒的人。
I had a high school classmate who was quite a amazing person.
他来到加拿大读本科，就是读物理。
He studied physics in undergrad in Canada.
物理呢，对我来说是最难的，所以我仅仅合格的。
Physics was a very challenging subject.
但是他不读本科 physics， 他是读到博士。
But he didn't just study physics in undergrad, he went all the way to doctorate.
当他毕业的时候，我问他你读什么的？他说我读高能物理。
And when he graduated, I asked him, well, what did you study? And he said, I studied high energy or particle physics.
哇，我说那些是什么东西来的？
I had no idea what that was.
那很多年之后，我就跟他聊天，就知道他做科学的研究了。
So many years later, I was chatting with him and learned about all his research.
他就很兴奋地跟我说。
And he told me very excitedly.
他说今年啊，我有六个发明啊。
I had six inventions this
year. 那六个发明都可以去专利注册的。
And I could register all of them for IP.
我们中间有一些做科研的，你知道，做一个注册已经不得了了，他做六个注册。
And some of us who do research would know how difficult it is just to get one registered invention, but he has.
他是其中一个我带信主，他而很虔诚的一个同学。
He was a classmate who I led to believe in God and turned out to be a very faithful Christian.
竟然当他那么成功的时候，他告诉我，他说每一个注册，每一个科研的突破，其实不是我很厉害。
But when he was already so successful, he told me that every registration he had achieved and every breakthrough in his research was not because of his own effort.
他说那些 pattern， 我根本不能够研究出来的。
Like he wouldn't have been able to get all those patterns on his own.
当我想放弃的时候
，and when I wanted to give up，
因为我是基督徒啊
，because I'm a Christian，
我知道科研也可以祷告的、啊。
I know I can pray for my research.
他说每一次我要放弃，我就祷告。
And he said every time I wanted to give up, I would just
哇
pray.
哇，原来一个科学家也可以祷告的、哦。
So I learned that even a scientist can pray.
他越祷告越祷告，突然间就灵机一触啊，就突破了。
And as he prayed, he had that sudden inspiration that led him to his patent.
哇，原来我们的信仰跟我们的生活跟我们的专业不是分开的。
And so that led us to realize that our faith and our life and our expertise career are all intertwined.
弟兄姊妹，圣经怎么说？
Brothers and sisters, what does the
Bible tell us? 当他讲到我们立业的钥匙之后，他就提到家庭了。
After talking about the key to career, it talks about family.
这里讲到儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
The scripture says children are a heritage from God.
啊，你留意这里有用一个字“产业”这个字。
Notice the word heritage.
但奇怪，原来儿女是产业。
But we would think children are heritage.
那这个很奇怪哦，产业我们只是想到是楼房啊，买大房子的，这个是产业嘛。
That's kind of a strange thought because we would think of maybe properties, houses when we think of heritage.
但竟然这里说儿女是我们的产业。
But the Bible tells us children are our heritage.
所以我们的 Pastor Luke， 你很快有产业了。
So our Pastor Luke is on his way to have.
我们以为买一个大房子，哦，我很高兴啊。
So when we buy a big house, we would be very happy.
当然，我会恭喜你的。如果你房子越来越多，非常好。
And I'll also congratulate you when you have more and more properties.
但不要忽略，世上的产业是死物，是 object。
But don't forget that the properties on earth are only objects.
只是一个空房子，只是一个投资。
It's just empty houses, just investments.
唯有儿女是一个活的产业。
But only children are our living property.
而且原来产业这个字在希伯来文，如果是用作动词的时候，这个产业的意思是什么呢？
And in Hebrew, when we use the word heritage as a verb, what does it mean?
就代表了这个产业是有时间限定的。
It means that it's a kind of property that has a time limit with it.
这跟我们在温哥华买房子那个观念完全不同。你买了个房子，永远是你的，对吗？
And that's very different from when we buy a house in Vancouver, because when we buy a house, it's always going to be yours.
但如果你在中国有房产的话，是不是永永远远是你的？
But if you own a house or a property in China, would that always be yours?
从中国来的你很知道产权好像五十年啊。 70年, 长一点, 还有20年的命。
Yeah, and those of us from China would know that like property rights in China only last for 70 years.
好了, 转来这里, 原来儿女, 当上帝给我们的时候, 你要想一想哦, 你不是永永远远有你的儿女的, 是有限期的。
So when we come back to the scripture, we'll realize that the Lord tells us we don't have children or property forever. There is a time limit to them.
所以这个儿女跟房屋是一个相关语。
So children and houses are homophones.
这相关语就告诉你, 房子很好, 但更好的是儿女。
And what it tells you is that houses are great, but what's even nicer is children.
而这个儿女当你有的时候, 你也不要那么快高兴, 它是短暂给你的。
But don't be too happy about having children because it has a time limit.
这里就告诉我们, 儿女是有期限托管的礼物。
So what it's telling us is that stewarding our children is a gift with an expiry
date. 当你的孩子在你家,
When your children are at your house,
你对待这个是礼物,
you treat them as a gift
啊,
to you.
很高兴拥有了,
and you're happy that you have children, a new life.
但你知道吗, 我不止一次听过有爸爸抱着那个小女儿的时候, 他怎么想呢?
But I've heard more than once when fathers are holding their daughters.
这个是如珠如宝的小闺女啊。
It's like their greatest treasure, their price jewel.
他就是担心有一天这个长大成人的小女儿有人要带她走的。
And they worry that one day when their daughters are all grown up, they will be taken away by somebody else.
所以我真的见过爸爸带着女儿结婚的时候，这个爸爸在流泪的。
So I've seen fathers when walking their daughters down the aisle would be tearing up.
所以你看圣经多好啊，儿女是有期限托管的礼物。
So really, the Bible tells us children are gifts with an expiry date.
当今天儿女使你 心碎的时候, 你不要太难过,
when children
很短的时间,
break your heart, don't worry too much because it's just for a short while.
你能够熬过,
you will overcome
你能够托管得好,
and you will nurture them well.
将来有一天他飞走了,
and one day they'll just fly away.
但因为跟你的关系好, 有一天他会飞回来,
but because they have a good relationship with you, they will also fly back.
所以我两个儿子很小的时候, 我就灌输一个观念给他们。
So even when my two sons were very young, I instilled this.
我说你知道啊，我是牧师啊，妈妈要留在家来带你们两个。
That you know that your father is a reverend and your mother stays at home to take care of you.
我一个人要养四个人。
I need to take care of four people.
所以我没有能力给你去另外的地方读大学，你只能够在亚省大学。
So I'm not able to support you if you go to university elsewhere. You have to stay within the province.
所以他从来都是申请一所大学的。
So all my kids applied for the one school.
你猜我这个想法有什么目的吗？
And guess what the purpose is behind this kind of teaching?
为省钱吗？
Is it to save money?
当然了。Of
course.
如果他们来 UBC 读书啊, 大概我要做工作到70岁了。
If my children decide to come to UBC, then I might have to work until I'm 70.
所以我的阳谋很清楚, 就是省钱。
So my plan is very, very crystal clear.
但我的阴谋才厉害。
Yes, but my conspiracy is also quite apparent.
为什么? 因为我知道18岁就给他走的话, 一走就飞了。
Because I know that if I let my children go out when they're 18, they'll never come back.
所以我从来没有想过要他来 UBC, UT 或者 Harvard。
So I've never really thought about letting my children go to UBC, University of Toronto, or even Harvard.
大概他们也不收他。
They probably won't get accepted anyway.
但是我最想的是他在我身边留多4年。
But what I wanted most was for my children to be.
因为我知道这个受托影响最重要的是他大学的年代在我身边。
I wanted my children to be by my side for 4 more years because I know that was a most important stage where I can have.
这个才是他价值观受到世界上冲击最厉害的4年。
Because that's a period of their life where they're subject to the most kind of challenges to their worldview.
就好像我小儿子，他同班一个同学很厉害的，高中毕业的时候 ，Harvard 就收了他。
So one of my son's classmates was really good at studying. He went to Harvard when he graduated from high school.
你知道吗？就算有奖学金，其他一切的费用也不低的。
And you'd know that even with scholarships, the rest of the expenses were still very high.
但是最大的问题是，他一去就不回头了。
And the biggest issue was once this classmate went to Harvard, he never returned.
所以我家会里面有好几个进了哈佛，他的父母都是凄凄惨惨的待在艾明顿。
So I know a lot of young people who went to Harvard whose parents are quite sad and had to stay in Edmonton all on their own.
可能你说王牧师，你真是没有出息啊！孩子要去 Harvard， 孩子去世界最一流的大学，他的前途重要啊。
Well, you may say, Reverend Wong, you really need to value your children's future. Like if they go to Harvard, they would have such a bright future in front of them.
我毫无怀疑他们的前途很重要。
Of course, I don't doubt that. I know my children's futures are very important.
但我们身为父母，受托管，托管我们的孩子，只是关心他在世界上前途、名利能否有好的未来吗？
But when we're trusted with stewardship of our children, are we only to worry about their worldly achievements, whether they make a good future?
当然那些也是重要。
Of course, those things are very important too.
但他在灵命上、价值观上、道德观念上，你需要托管，需要影响他吗？
ButDo you also need to nurture your children on their moral values, their spiritual values, and their worldview?
在教会里面有儿童工作。
There is youth ministry in our church.
是不是教会里面也有青少年的工作？
Children and youth ministry.
我们做父母的或者参与在其中的儿童们、青少年们，当然这些 program 这些事工很重要。
Well, these programs are, of course, very important for parents of these children and young people.
但不要忘记，真正影响儿女的不是教会的牧师、教会的导师，乃是他的父母。
But don't forget that what truly has the greatest influence on our young people is not the pastors and ministers of church, but rather their parents.
我见得太多，十八岁就离开了 Edmonton， 种种的原因去了其他的。城市求学的很多的理由，他们也执着离开 Edmonton， 也离开了教会。
I've seen a lot of young people who can't wait to leave Edmonton and even leave church once they turn 18.
好听一点的，就是因为哦，他找不到一个好的教会。
They may have excuses like they can't find a good church.
但其实是代表了他的生命，就好像一个船。本来停在岸边的现在去到大海了。
But really what that represents is that their life is like a ship that was once docked but now has set sail.
所以如果我们当中有些孩子去了其他城市读书我不是责怪你们，但是我是描述原来我们受托的时间非常有限。
So if we have children who went far away for their studies, I'm not blaming you. I'm just telling you that our time with our children is really very limited.
我也奉劝我们家里还有孩子的，你要记得你的责任不是只是他们有好的专业、好的未来，而是他成为一个怎么样的人。
And I also tell those who still have children by their side that what your responsibility is all about is not just nurturing your student in their areas, children in their areas of expertise, in their majors and careers, but also in building their character into what kind of person they become.
这边是最后两节是最重要。
The last two verses of the psalm are most important.
这里描述到少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。
It says that children born in one's youth are like arrows in the hands of a warrior.
你不要以为哦，在家里 生的孩子他自动就成长了，当然不会啊。
Don't think that children just grow up magically on their own.
那以前说天生天养，我们知道现在养育才是最难。
And we know that really the process of nurturing of children is the most difficult.
就好像那些勇士，那个箭是怎么造成的？
Just like how do people create arrows?
不是在森林里面啊，拿一个树干或者拿一个树枝就成为箭的嘛。
They don't just take a branch off a tree and it just becomes an arrow.
那个是本来的材料，但是它要打磨，需要制造那个木头才可以成为箭。
The branch is the raw material for the arrow, but people also have to polish and to shape and form the branch into an arrow.
而箭袋里面充满的人便为有福。
And a man whose quiver is full of arrows is blessed.
啊，这个跟现代的观念也不同啊。
And that's also different from what we think nowadays.
古代农耕社会，孩子越多，代表我的啊人强马壮，越来越厉害。
Back in the past, where it was an agricultural society, like the more children you have, the more field laborers you would have.
但现在我们是一个起两个子，对吗？一个开始，两个孩子就停止。
But nowadays, most people only have one or at most two children.
哦，甚至乎有些夫妇或者结婚以后啊，我们就不生孩子。
And there are also couples who decide not to have children at all once they're married.
因为我们是在一个后现代的社会。
Because we are in a postmodern society.
你知道吗？生孩子不是一个必然的事情。
You know, it is.Having children is not a natural thing.
有些医学研究告诉我们，通常四对到六对的夫妇中间就有一对是不育的。
Some medical studies tell us that one in every 4 to 6 couples may experience issues with fertility.
当你生孩子生得很自然的时候，你可能会埋怨。
When you have a child naturally, you might complain.
你不会去欣赏。
You wouldn't be able to appreciate them.
在古代社会里面，孩子越多越有力量。
Back in the old days, the more children you have, the more powerful you are.
为什么？圣经说他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至羞愧。
And why is that? The Bible tells us they will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
这个你可以想象一个图画，就好像是我们这个村庄。当有敌人来到的时候，我们当然不是将这些老人带去谈判了，当然要拿壮丁去对抗了。
And you can paint this image in your head where you have a village and it's under attack. You wouldn't send the elderly to battle, but you would send out all your young, strong men.
你明白了吗
？So do you understand now?
所以，当我们生命里面有优良的传承的话，就是新时代的当家。
So when we have good succession in our lives, we can then make a good impact on our era.
可能在我们中间有些人是单身的。
So there may be some of us who are single.
有些可能是夫妇但没有孩子的。
Or some couples but without children.
你一定以为哦，那这篇道理就跟我无关了。
You may think that this message doesn't really apply to me.
你搞错了。
But you're wrong.
你没有自己的孩子。
Even if you don't have your own children,
但我们需要有好的未来。
We need to have a good future.
我们的好的未来很在乎，特别我们基督徒能否有好的传承，以至到未来的社会有上帝的福音与道德观。
And to build this good future, we need to have good succession within our Christian communities, so that we can pass on.This faith to future generations.
你看，现在加拿大的社会已经到一个地步，没有对与错。
Canadian society has come to a point where there doesn't seem to be absolute right or wrong.
道德观念也非常的模糊。
Moral values are very blurred.
当然，我知道在这个公开的场合，我要很小心讲话。
And of course, I know that in this public setting, I have to be careful with what I say.
我们已经沦落到一个地步，连讲我们自己的意见在公共场合里面也没有权利了。
We have fallen to a point where we aren't really free to express our real opinions in public settings.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为我们在这个社会里面，只有财产，只有产业，但我们没有真正我们的传承的信仰者影响这个世界。
Because we only have worldly properties, but we don't necessarily have good succession of our faith and a good leader for the next generation.
我下面要讲一个很真实的事例，让你去思考。
And I'm going to talk about a real life example for you to think about.
刚刚发生两三周。
It happened 2 to 3 weeks ago.
我们的亚省省长下了一个新的命令。
Alberta Premier,
新的措施啊。
Premier released a new policy.
他的措施就是说，好像17岁还是16岁以下的孩子、学生，他如果有不同的性取向，不一定需要，乃是他要有不同的性取向，他是需要父母得到这个消息的。
Where for minors age 17 or under, if they want to undergo
a different sex orientation,
if they have
or preference, yeah,
a different sexual orientations or preferences, their parents need to be informed of this.
那这个是成为一个很大的冲击，冲击整个加拿大。
And this came as a great shock to the entirety of the country.
因为连联邦政府的官员也在批评攻击这个省长的决定。
Because even the federal government has slammed the Alberta premier.
我们不公开去讨论这个是对还是错。
And we're not going to talk about whether this is right or wrong.
但最少父母有没有这个权利去关怀十七岁以下自己的孩子的挣扎的问题呢？
But at least do parents have the right to be aware of, be informed of, and even take responsibility for all these struggles and challenges that their young children are facing?
我知道在你脑海里已经充满了不同的议论。
You may already have different kinds of thinking in your minds.
但我告诉你一个实际的挣扎。
But let me tell you of a real struggle.
我家里有四个孙子孙女。
I have 4 grandchildren.
我最大的孙女是7岁半。
My eldest grandchild is 7 and a half.
当两周前有这个案例颁布的时候，她的学校发生一件事情。
When 2 weeks ago this policy was released, something happened at her school.
她的学校有人鼓动，明天学生可以出来抗议我们的省长。反对他这个颁布。
So her school was calling their students to come out and protest against this new policy released by the premier.
你觉得这个是不是一个很大的挑战？
Do you not think that this is a great challenge?
这个挑战不是在我身上了。
It's not a challenge for me personally.
在谁身上？在他的父母身上。
But a challenge to my grandchild's parents.
所以我的儿子跟媳妇。连夜开会怎么办呢？
So my son and daughter-in-law like had a family meeting overnight to talk about this.
最后他们讨论很久。
And they talked for a long time.
然后呢，就跟大女儿呢开了一个会。哇，原来父母跟儿女都要开会的。
And had a little chat with their eldest daughter who was only 7 and a half.
就尽他们两夫妇的能力去解释一个中庸之道。的方向，让七岁半的女儿明白，明天出去抗议呢，还是不出去抗议呢？
They tried their best to explain to their daughter all the considerations around whether or not to go out to this protest the following day.
请问你面对一个七岁半的孩子，怎么可以解释清楚？那么复杂的生理问题、道德问题、政治问题、社会问题啊。
And I ask you, like, how would we be able to explain clearly to a 7-year-old this very complicated biological issue, moral issue, political issue?
sociological.
Sociological issue.
这个是太复杂了，对吗？
It is just too complicated.
我感谢上帝，第二天是我送他上学的。
Thank the Lord, the next day I was the one who took.
因为每逢礼拜四是我的当值。
My grandchild to school.
在车上我就跟我的小孙女玩了一个游戏。
So I played a game with my granddaughter.
我没有时间告诉你这个游戏，但这个游戏就是不是讲这个议题，但是是引导他怎么想这个议题。
The game wasn't in itself about the subject, but kind of guides her to think about it.
我要讲这个事件给你听，就是当这些事情发生在你的身上，在你的家庭里面，你就知道是何等不容易。
And I tell you about this challenge because then you would know that when these types of things happen to yourself and your family, how very difficult it can be.
所以这个传承真的不是专业，不是他的知识而已，而是他怎么去思考，怎么去判断。
So this succession isn't just about knowledge and expertise, but also about how we think and how we make judgments.
原来消灭基督教只需要一代之隔。
It turns out that it only takes one generation for Christianity to go extinct.
因为只要我们的下一代越来越少基督徒的话，这个世界有一天就没有基督教了。
Because if we have fewer and fewer Christians in our next generation, there will be one day that there is no Christianity at all.
当然，什么是基督徒，什么是基督教，是一个很深的问题。
Of course, it's a very grand topic what being a Christian is and what Christianity means.
在过去的两千年，都有不同的形态、苦难、政治冲击基督徒。
In the past 2,000 years, there have been many challenges to Christianity.
我们仍然相信神可以帮助我们跨越。
But we still believe that God will help us overcome.
但是无论如何。我们的孩子最有效将福音传给他们的是他们自己之间能够将福音扩散。
But no matter what, our children are the ones who would be able to exert the greatest influence on their own generation and be able to spread the gospel.
而我们父母也有一个启蒙的责任，怎么影响我们的孩子。
But parents also have the responsibility to enlighten our children.
讲到这里的时候，我们要想一想，这三点好像简单，但是很大的挑战。
So we revisit the three teachings of today. They seem to be fairly straightforward, but really are very challenging to implement.
因为发生在你的家庭就是挑战了。
Because when implementing it on your own family, that's a challenge.
你怎么去思考这三点呢？
How would you think about these three points?
你看到这个照片，大概你应该知道是我们皇家的王家传家福了。
And the picture you see before you is a family photo of the Wong family.
因为在香港的时候，我太太看见这个 T 恤减价，她就说买十件。
Because back in Hong Kong, my wife saw this T-shirt that was on sale, and so she thought, "Oh, I'll just buy 10 of them."
那我就说笑，我说好啊，没问题，买十件，但要用十年。
And I said, fine, we can buy 10 of them, but we need to use them for 10 years and get all the value out of it.
看见这个照片，你开心吗？
Do you feel happy when you look at this picture?
还是担心？
Or do you worry even?
两者都是。
Actually, it's both.
当然开心了。
Of course, I'm happy.
中国人所说的开枝散叶嘛。
Because we're spreading our...
Wong's family.
Wong family.
但是同时是担心。
But also, I of course have my concerns.
因为我做父亲的责任已经完了。
Because as a parent, my responsibility is fulfilled.
但是我儿子做父亲，我也担心啊。
But I also worry about my son being a parent.
因为有人这样说。有人这样说，你只要看孙儿成为怎么样一个人，才知道自己养育孩子的素质是如何。
Because some people have said, only when you see the kind of person your grandchild has become, would you then know how well you've raised your own child.
这个是不是很大的一个挑战？
Isn't that a great challenge to us all?
所以现在我就做观众啊。
So now I'm kind of in the audience.
就静观其变。
And I'm just watching how things unfold.
也真正考验我的养育是否真的成功。
And I'm waiting to see if I did a good job with raising my children.
盼望这篇讲道带你思考很深。
And I hope today's sermon gives you food for thought.
盼望你有好的事业，有好的家庭。
And I hope that you would have a great career and a great family.
但就算你没有孩子，
But even if you don't have children,
你也要思考一下，教会里面的孩子可不可能也成为你的孩子。
You can think about whether you can treat the children of our church to be your own.
因为英文有一句话就是这样说。需要一条村的人去带领孩子的成长。
Because we know of the saying, it takes a village to raise a child.
这个一条村在这个现场来说就是主恩村。
So for us, the village is Lord's Grace Village.
可能你说我只是在这里短暂几年，一年两年。
You may say that, oh, I'm only staying here for a couple of years.
但如果你生命要留痕留下影响，也可以把握你在这个教会的时间，影响孩子们未来的一代。
But if you want your life to leave a trace and make an impact, you can help guide and shape the children of our church and their future.
你知道你的生命蒙福，你也祝福未来一代。
And you know that by being blessed in your own life, you also become a blessing to the future generation.
好，我们一起祷告。
So let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你给我们有能力工作。
Because you give us the ability to work.
也祝福我们手所做的工。
And you bless the work that we do.
我们更感谢，因为我们有原生的家庭。
And we also thank you for our nuclear families.
我们有自己的家庭。
We have our own families.
求你教导我们怎么去作为父母。
And please teach us how to be good parents.
作为一个家庭成员的一份子。
And be good members of our families.
以至也影响这个教会，影响这个社区。
Such that we exert influence on our church and our community.
看见世世代代有神的福音，有你的真理。
And see that the Lord's gospel and truth passes on from generation to generation.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.